It's Friday, April 26th, 2024. Welcome to episode 89 of the Alameda Postcast, an audio service of the Alameda Post. I'm your host, Scott Peeler. In this centennial edition of the Postcast, trouble at Barnhill Marina and a new development in the Mario Gonzalez case. The district attorney's office is involved in both. The planning board approves a fish-friendly expansion at Alameda Point. The Oakland Roots add some firepower ahead of their upcoming match with the San Jose Earthquakes. New rules in the fight for digital privacy. No word yet on what killed a gray whale found off Crown Beach. Some sad news regarding two area businesses. And the Boys and Girls Club receives a generous donation. These stories and more as the Alameda Postcast hits triple digits. Our top story. Since all the way back in episode 2 in May of 2022, I've been reporting on the Barnhill Marina and the residents' ongoing struggles with Valley Investments Redwoods LLC, who purchased the facility in late 2021. In April of 22, the City Council voted unanimously to extend the city's rent stabilization law to the floating community. 2 years later, the Alameda City Attorney's Office, together with the Alameda County District Attorney's Office, has filed an enforcement action against Valley Investments and its manager, Amarpal Narang. The complaint alleges that since purchasing Barnhill Marina in December of 21, Valley has used unlawful tactics to force out and harass longtime tenants. These tactics include drastically raising rents, interfering with the residents' right to sell their houseboats, and trying to strong-arm tenants into unlawful rent increases. According to the complaint, Valley also continues to ignore the city's rent control laws and multiple citations issued by the city. City Attorney Yibin Shen added this, quote, Valley's egregious activities and the willful non-compliance left the city no choice but to take legal action to protect the housing security of the over 50 tenant families at Barnhill, end quote. For details on the impending enforcement action, see alamedapost.com/news. While the district attorney is helping the city in the Barnhill case, the DA's office police accountability unit is taking a different position when it comes to the Mario Gonzalez case and charging the three officers involved with involuntary manslaughter. We've been following the Gonzalez case since the very first episode of the Postcast. Let's revisit the timeline. Gonzalez died in police custody April 19th of 2021. The initial autopsy, performed 2 days after his death, listed the cause of death as toxic effects of methamphetamine, with other significant factors being stress of altercation and restraint, morbid obesity, and alcoholism. In December of that year, Alameda County Chief Forensic Pathologist Dr. Vivian Snyder released a report that ruled Gonzalez's death as a homicide. In April of 22, then-Alameda County District Attorney Nancy O'Malley declared the officers not criminally liable in the death. Shortly after that, a second autopsy ordered by the lawyer for the son of Gonzalez contradicted the findings of the Alameda County Coroner's Office, citing the cause of death as restraint asphyxia and declaring there was not enough methamphetamine in Gonzalez's system to have contributed to his death. On January 31st of 2023, as reported in Episode 39, newly elected Alameda County District Attorney Pamela Price issued a statement announcing the creation of a public accountability unit. The role of the unit was to further review 8 officer-involved shootings and in-custody deaths. Gonzalez's death was one of those 8 cases. In December of last year, as reported in Episode 82, the city reached 2 settlements with the Gonzalez family, paying $11 million to the estate and Gonzalez's son, and $350,000 to his mother. And now, criminal charges against the officers. Reaction from Alameda officials was quick and supportive of the officers. Police Chief Nishant Joshi reiterated the findings of former DA O'Malley that there was no criminal liability. He also noted the other independent investigations and stood by his decision to reinstate the officers. Vice Mayor Desog also issued a statement saying in part, quote, I am confident that officers Leahy, McKinley, and Fisher are innocent of the charges brought against them by the Office of the District Attorney. I am confident because in viewing on many occasions the videotape of the tragic death of Mario Gonzalez while being arrested, I am struck by the meticulous care our police officers exhibited when arresting Mr. Gonzalez. End quote. As of now, Officers Leahy and McKinley have been placed on leave. Officer Fisher is currently a member of the Contra Costa Sheriff's Department. For full details on the case, see Kelsey Gore's article at alamedapost.com/news. Following a public hearing on Monday, the Planning Board voted to approve a use permit that will allow Natel Energy to expand its operations into outdoor space at its facility located at Building 23 on Alameda Point. Natel works in the hydropower industry, designing turbines that are highly efficient and friendly to passing fish. Current turbine technology results in a fish kill rate of about 20%. Natel's designs ensure that 98% of fish pass through unharmed. With a recent multi-million-dollar contract awarded from an unnamed major U.S. utility to design turbines for eel passage, Natel sought the City of Alameda Planning Board's permission to build a larger outdoor fish loop structure and reservoir in order to scale its testing capabilities. The new loop infrastructure would be located on the north side of Building 23 because the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service prohibits structures over 4 feet in height in areas behind the buildings on Monarch Street in order to protect least tern habitat. Board members lingered on several topics, including the amount of noise potentially generated by a larger testing loop. During the applicant presentation, Natel COO Gregor Cadman confirmed that the current testing noise is about 55 to 60 decibels below city thresholds. By comparison, a decent dishwasher is about 50, while normal conversation hovers around 60. The board voted 6-0 with one board member absent to approve the use permit, with the conditions outlined by city staff, as well as 3 additional conditions. Also on the agenda, a proposed amendment to the Alameda Municipal Code that would update language governing non-conforming buildings. That, too, passed on a 6-0 vote. For details on the amendments, as well as maps and diagrams of the Natel project, see Ken Durr's article at alamedapost.com/news. As I mentioned last week, the Oakland Roots have advanced to the round of 32 in the U.S. Open Cup tournament, where they will face Major League Soccer's San Jose Earthquakes. That's a step up for the USL Roots, but they've added some experience that will definitely help them out. Dominic Dwyer brings MLS experience to the Roots, having won the MLS Cup with Sporting Kansas City in 2013. Most recently, the striker spent time with Atlanta United during their 2022 season. In his 10 MLS seasons, he notched 80 goals. Dwyer adds a potent scoring threat to the Roots. Dom looks to make his Oakland debut this Saturday when the Roots host Colorado Springs. Details on Dwyer's signing, as well as all things Roots, can be found at alamedapost.com/sports. One of the benefits of living in California is that we have somewhat greater control over our digital identities than do residents of most other states. Many websites you visit offer you a choice of opting out of data collection right up front. That protection has taken another step. California now requires digital data brokers, companies that knowingly collect and sell consumer data to third parties, to report if they collect location data. New state transparency requirements that kicked in this year also revealed that roughly 24 companies collect personal data about children, and about 12 collect reproductive health data related to pregnancies. There's a lot going on in the realm of digital privacy. Frankly, the subject is worthy of an entire podcast series. To take a look at the steps being taken, you'll want to explore Kari Johnson's article at alamedapost.com/news, another way our partnership with CalMatters benefits you. This month's Walking History Tour wraps up this weekend. Utah Construction, South Shore and Bay Farm Island. One last chance for the South Shore Tour, Saturday at 1 p.m. alamedapost.com/tours to make reservations and secure your tickets. This past week, the body of a 40-foot-long adult female gray whale was spotted near Crown Beach. The carcass has been towed to Angel Island, where a necropsy will be performed to determine cause of death. In case you've ever wondered the difference between a necropsy and an autopsy, they're the same. Necropsies are for animals, autopsies for humans. In episode 97, I congratulated Oakland's Buckwild Brewing for sweeping the gluten-free category in the Brewers Cup of California. Sadly, just a few days later, the brewery announced that they were closing, with their final day coming this Sunday, April 28th. During their run, they chalked up gold medals at both the U.S. Open Beer Championship and the Great American Beer Festival. They will be missed. Also in episode 97, we noted the passing of Maggie Simpson Adams, the owner of Magpie and Thorn on Santa Clara. Unfortunately, the decision has been made to close the shop. The closing sale began yesterday. Some better news for local establishments. According to their social media, the Pacific Pinball Museum has entered into one of the better partnerships I've seen in a while. If you visit either the Pacific Pinball Museum or the USS Hornet, you can then show your proof of admission at the other facility for $2 off. Great way to make a day of it in Alameda. Kudos to Windermere Bay Area Properties of Alameda. They've stepped up with a $3,000 donation to the Alameda Boys and Girls Club. The Windermere Foundation able to provide support thanks to agents contributing a portion of their commissions to the cause. Details at alamedapost.com/news. alamedapost.com/events for what's going on this weekend. Last weekend for Pal Joey at Altarena Playhouse. Also, the Food Bank Players wrap up Macbeth at the Healing Garden. Alameda Sings presents another opening, another show, Saturday at the Veterans Memorial Building. Full article at alamedapost.com/features. Farmers Market, Saturday, 9 to 1. Again, alamedapost.com/events. Thank you for your support of local news for Alameda. To give a tax-deductible donation, head to alamedapost.com/memberships. Find us on Facebook, Instagram, MSN, YouTube, Mastodon, Threads, Blue Sky, as well as our own subreddit. Don't forget to subscribe to us on Apple News. Find the Postcast wherever you get your podcasts, or simply tell your smart device to play the Alameda Postcast podcast. I'm Scott Peeler, back next Friday with episode 101 of the Alameda Postcast.